I'm standing in a garden. I can't remember where. It's trimmed and neat. Yew trees cut into conical shapes. There are primroses in the beds, snowdrops. And beneath the trees that border the garden are star-shaped wood anemones. Bluebells and forget-me-nots form a lake of blue in the near distance. There's white blossom falling in the wind. There's been a cold spell and the ground is hard and cold to touch. The morning light spans the sky, and in the distance a small coppice is dipped in pink mist, as if the garden is the only real place on earth, and everything beyond it is a ruvenor, a ghostly image of what fields and trees might be in this pink light of a fading dawn. I take my shoes off. I must be 10 or 11. In the distance, my father is shouting for me to come in. I take my shoes off and place my feet on the cold, wet ground. Everything is so green. I always find a place somewhere with remnants of this moment when I'm due for months away from Earth. I go and stand on cold ground, where the grass still flickers with crystals of frost and the beginning of spring, wood pigeons and the threat of rain. Many of us do this. And this morning, there was a mist over the ocean, and I thought I saw trees beneath. But now the blue sun is rising, and my cabin has turned grey in its light, and the ocean is just plasma again. Writing the report isn't going to be easy. I believe I will need to miss out